So we hear the little gas you were wearing yesterday was a protective issue. What are you protecting?
If I'm wearing, where was I wearing the cast?
Yesterday in practice.
I mean, but where on my body was I wearing
your right hand?
Okay, so.
Well, there's a lot of things in your hand.
I'm fine.
Do you think you have to wear that Saturday?
No, just being smart. I wasn't on the injury report, right?
No, you were not.
All right, I'm fine.
Doesn't mean you won't wear it.
No, I'm not wearing a cast.
Okay. Yeah. What do you expect out of this Minnesota team? You guys were in desperate mode a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
They are now, you know, their playoff live. There's not much left there, but they know they have to win. So what do you expect out of them?
It's a football game. It's a division game, and it's always tough. So that's what I'm expecting. It's a tough football game.
What did you learn about, again, about finishing against Chicago? And now you are close to finishing the division title. How do you got to apply that and get it finished?
You just said it. Just have to finish. Find a way to finish, and when we find a way, do it.
Mike Clay, with one arm, has not been on the stat sheet. He's been situational. What does this defense benefit, even if he's in that situation where he can't? He's not full strength, but what benefits do you guys reap, even though he's in the game?
He's a vet. He's a good football player, and he's been in this position before in terms of our record, and he knows the importance of these games, so it's always good to have that veteran experience.
Do you notice teams paying as much attention to him when you go back and look on film as they did when he was fully healthy?
Teams change it up. We have a lot of dangerous guys up front. They can't just focus on him, or else they'll leave me, Nick, Julius, Dayton, Latroy, one of us, free, and they're going to find a way to, you know, maximize their protection and keep us from the quarterback.
How has the week been as far as balancing preparation for the game and also the holidays?
It's my fifth year doing it, and, well, really my 10th, considering if you include college, so it's nothing new for everybody else. They've been doing this as well. Some guys had to practice on Christmas for the bowl game in college, so this is nothing new. If you let the holidays distract you, you know, it's not a good sign of professionalism.
Like, do you guys feel the more of a burden to provide, you know, pressure on from the interior when Clay is banged up, Nick's got the hand, J-Rone's got the hand? I mean, the guys on the outside are, you know, not 100%.
We've been providing pressure from the interior all season long, so you know, for whatever reason, it gets overlooked, and we'll just continue to do it and continue to do better at it.
Is this the time of the year when everyone's kind of dealing with something? Maybe you got to be smart, wear a little extra tape, a brace, or something like that. Bye week was a long time ago. Is this the time that everyone starts to kind of feel something like that?
It's football, and if you look at the injury reports around the league, they're pretty long on every team, so it's just the nature of the game.
Adrian Peterson didn't practice once again this week. Do you still have to prepare for a guy like that, who's a kind of a guy you game plan for when he hasn't practiced? How do you handle whether he may or may not play?
It's football. You have to get whoever has the football. It doesn't matter who it is.
Mike, this is an offensive line in Minnesota that's juggled around. I think they've used 7, maybe 8 different combinations. They're still dealing with some stuff this week.
Uh-huh.
When you see a group like that, what does it do to your room? Is it energize? Is it get you perked up a little bit more than you normally are, which is kind of hard to believe? But
we're perked up every week. Doesn't matter who we're playing against.
But what have you seen from that group, and what does it mean when an offensive line, we always hear about cohesion, they want to play more together. This is a group that hasn't played a lot together.
None of that matters to us. It doesn't matter. It's whoever's on the field, we just have to beat them.
Hey, Mike, when you guys were 4-6 and Aaron makes the run the table comment, was that something that he just said out loud and everyone else was feeling? Or how did that manifest itself in the locker room? What was everybody thinking at that time? And was that a cohesive thought, and that he just happened to be the one that said it?
I always have confidence in my teammates. I think they do a great job in bringing the right kind of guys in. So, you know, I never rule us out.